Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Hey, listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the advantages.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
The 37th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by the California State University North Ridges Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the Premier Forum on Technology and Persons with Disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
For Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. She's not alone. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to funding research to end blinding retinal diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Welcome to your show. And for those people that are tuning in for the first time, wondering what is this show all about, Well, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. Before we begin the show, let me introduce you to players tonight. To my left, my beautiful wife, co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you Lynn? You there?
Where else would I be? Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the February 27th, 2022 edition of, you know, the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And all the way from Ocala, Florida, because we're live in Orlando, Florida, all the way from Ocala, Florida, that's where he's living, our guest host, Reverend Charles Brooks. Charles, Reverend, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening, everyone, and welcome.
And all the way in Orlando, Florida, our producer, our engineer, without him, we can't even push the show, talk about the show, because he's the one that's pushing the dials. Are you there, Chris Shaw? Chris Shaw?
I'm your pusher, man. Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I went to the wrong song. My bad. Wrong trivia.
I agree.
Hi, Chris.
Good evening. How art thou?
We're fine.
We're all right. All right. Before we begin the show, I'd like to give a couple of shout outs. First, we got a very big condolence. I want to give first to the Willard family, Terry Willard and his family in Connecticut, the Willard family to live in Connecticut. Terry lost his mother last week. She passed away. And we give our condolence from Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And what can I say? When you lose your mother, that's your mother. You never forget your mother. That's for sure. I lost my mother in 96, and I'm still thinking about her. Also, I want to thank, this, believe it or not, the seven people that wrote us about last week when Lynn and I were really hurting. Lynn is still hurting right now. I want to thank the seven people. We know who you are. We thank you so much for reaching out and thanking us. And not thanking us. We thank them for giving us a condolence about Miss Green. There's only one Miss Green. We miss her unbelievable. And we want to thank these seven people from the bottom of our heart for thinking of us, thinking about us, and acknowledging the loss of Miss Green. Also, I like to acknowledge Michael Stone in Colorado. If you're listening, Michael, I hope you call into this week's show.
We're so glad he's enjoying the show.
Yeah, glad he's enjoying the show. Yep. Lynn, you have any shout-outs?
I just wanted to give a quick shout-out to Carolyn out there, Carolyn Salam in Brunswick, Georgia. Love you, Carolyn, and you're always so kind.
Yes,
and
she always is.
Big shout-out to Christine Belts down there in Jupiter, Florida.
Yep.
We appreciate everything you do for us, Christine, to support the
that's
show.
That's for sure. That's a definite.
And that is. Yes, it is.
Yeah, and if you want to call in, it's 407-894-1680. If you want to call in, it's 407-894-1680. Charles, you have any shout-outs you want to give?
Just to the people in Ocala, to my blinded veteran friends and all my other veteran friends.
Okay. Charles, Chris Shaw, you want to give anybody shout-outs? Chris Shaw?
I just want to commend you guys. I didn't get a chance to tell you last week, but I commend you guys for still being eligible. Despite your loss, that you still came through and did a show. So I'm commending you guys on this evening for a job well done. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Well,
Chris.
Thank you, Chris. But it was very, very hard. Thank you very much.
Still very hard.
Still very hard.
For a really long time.
Yeah, we miss Ms. Green. Unbelievable.
We do. Thank you, Chris. Love you. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, it's really hard.
When people could say, it's just a dog.
No, she wasn't just a dog to us.
No, she was the center of our lives. And since 2007, when we brought her home under the seat on Continental from upstate Pennsylvania.
We went to go get her. It was 1,400 miles. We went to go get her and brought her home.
Yep.
Upstate Pennsylvania.
She just,
up in the mountains.
She We just had to make a hard decision to let her go because she was in a lot of pain and she couldn't get up anymore. So I was lifting her up and moving her here and moving her there and putting her in a little wagon in the house to move her here and there and then outside in the wagon. And then last Wednesday, she had her last hurrah. She went for a nice little walk down the sidewalk, but then that night she couldn't walk anymore. And it was just a gut-wrenching decision. So if you're an animal lover, you know, that's all I'm going to say.
Oh.
Yep, but thank you.
And I never thought of Miss Green as an animal. I thought Miss Green was Miss Green.
Right.
Anyway, I want to start up getting crying again. But I thank the seven people who acknowledged and that they acknowledged and they wrote to us and they called and they gave the condolences. We really appreciate them so much.
We do.
We'll always remember those seven. What?
Is it the big picture we're talking about?
Yeah.
Too?
And now we're talking about the big picture.
Yeah,
what's going on in Ukraine?
Mm-hmm.
It's something terrible. And I mean, I'm not going to get political. This is not about a political issue. This is about people that are
humanity,
people dying over there. And it's horrible. I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican. I don't care what you are, independent. It has nothing to do about political. This is life.
And you know what, Michael?
What?
I was thinking if anybody had any family over there or people who know people over there, if they'd like to call in and share.
Yeah. If you want to call,
just call in.
If you want to call in and discuss it, feel free. If you have any, especially if you have any family over there. Phone number is 407-894-1680. I'm going to give our first, right now I'm going to give out a prize. Okay, I feel like doing this, yeah. Okay, I'm going to give out a very, very, very good prize right now. If anybody can call in right now within the next couple minutes and just say why you like this radio show. I like to hear why you like this radio show. If you're a listener of this radio show, Blind and Beyond, and you call in right now, I will give you a very nice prize.
Is she going to be the first caller, the third caller? There'll be a lot of people calling in. So,
well, let's do calls first. We'll do it maybe a couple times during the course of the show if anybody has anything nice to say about the show. I'd like to know why people like why they're listening to the radio show. Because a lot of people, they call in for trivia, but we never hear them besides the trivia. So I'd like to hear anybody who calls in say anything nice about the show.
Oh.
Phone number is 407-894-1680. And by the way, if you want to go to our webpage is blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And what's there, by the way, if you don't know, we've been on the air. Next month we'll be on the air. Be 7 years. And there's about 300 shows that are on there. We archived. When the show is over, we archive this show and all the other shows. So if you miss this show or if you miss any other show, it's there. You just go look up. What's an under, Lynn?
What's what under?
The archive shows.
It says shows.
Oh, it just says shows. Okay. And it's blind friendly for those who want to know.
And then you just have to look for the date.
And then it looks for the date.
Like the current shows, it starts January 2022 dash, meaning the year has just begun. And now all the shows for this year are in that tab. So anyway, we have a very interesting show tonight. Our first guest is waiting in the wings. So, Michael, we're going to go to break, maybe?
We're going to go to break.
And it's up to you and Chris.
Well, let's say wait for another minute. If anybody wants to call in and say why they like to listen to this radio show, give them a nice prize. So.
Wow. Maybe I'll call in.
Yeah. It's going to be a nice prize. I'll tell you that now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, Mike, Lynn, we got a caller calling in all the way from Pennsylvania who wants to answer your question. You ready?
Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, men and women, and I got to get the rest of the phone line. Oh, my God, it's blowing up already. Here's Liz from Pennsylvania. Liz, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Liz, it's Liz.
Who is it?
Hi, guys.
Hi,
Liz. Oh, it's Liz. Yeah. Hi, Liz.
Good to hear
Hi.
Your voice,
so
Lizzie.
I wanted to one call in and just say hello, but I wanted to answer your question about why I listened to the show.
Well, sure.
Okay.
Well, you guys have really brought me out of my shell now after all these 7 years here. And, you know, the information that you guys share is not just for those who are blind or visually impaired, but it really does impact everybody. And it allows people who may be struggling to really get an idea of that they're not alone going through whatever they're going through. And maybe by listening in, other people, you know, like I did, found inspiration and choose to keep going forward because of it all.
And Liz, I don't know if you know, we gave you a shout, not a shout out, but we gave you our condolences on the air. I thought it was that last week.
When she lost her husband.
Yeah. I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Well, thank you. No, I didn't catch it. It's really been
tough. No, I know. I didn't expect you. I didn't expect you to.
But I really, really appreciate all the love and support and prayers.
We
really
need
you
to hear it
quite a bit.
We wanted to do it anyway.
Do you have an Outback near you?
I do.
Is there an Outback restaurant near you by any chance? Outback?
Yes, there is.
Okay. Well, you got a $25 dinner coming to you for Outback.
Wow.
How's that? For calling in
goodness,
just to tell us
that's
the show. I told you a good prize.
That's wonderful.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate
you, Liz,
listening.
We love you so much, and we wish you strength.
Oh, thank you. And same to you guys with Ms. Green. My hearts are with you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for your condolences, Ms. Green.
Anything you need, you just let me know.
Well, thank you, Liz. Thank you.
Okie dokie.
Okay. Thank you for calling. I appreciate you so much, Liz.
Give
thank
your
you.
You're welcome.
Give your
address to Chris.
Thank you, guys.
I know you moved.
Liz, hold
thank
on.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Don't hang up. Listen, let's go to the phone line again and talk with our good friend from Clint, Indiana, John Stroot. John, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Chris. How are you doing, bud?
Good, good. You got
Hi,
the floor, John.
Hi, Lynn. Michael.
Hi, John.
How is everybody down there? I'm calling in because I like this show. It's a diversity of different guests and speakers and all the information that we get from it. And the trivia, I like the trivia. I like the, you know, the personalities that you have there. You, your lovely husband, and Chris, and your guest host like Charles and David Hildebrand. And what's the other guy's name that lives right there in Orlando? Can't think of
Gary,
his name.
Gary.
Yeah, Gary Sinclair. I like all of you guys. I mean, you're
well, sounds like you like the show.
You're putting out there that blind people are just people. I always tell people that blindness is not catching. You can't catch it by shaking my hand, you know. And it's just one of them things that it happens to people, and it can happen to anybody. Whether you're poor, you're rich, you're old, you're young, it don't make a darn bit of difference. But you can
That's
overcome
true.
It and come on with the gusto of involving yourselves and with other people. And that's why I like this show. I mean, I listen to it, like I said, every Sunday, except sometimes I'm busy. I got something else going, and I can't. I miss it, and I really miss it for the next week. I say, well, I wonder what we had on last week. So anyway,
well, John,
then you have to go to our archive show.
You can go on the computer and listen to that last show.
Yeah, well, I'm not a computer expert. I'm not.
Well, your wife could do it.
Your wife can help you.
I'm not involved in that kind of stuff. So
anyway. Okay, well, thank you very much for calling in. And you have an Outback near you?
Yeah, it's down Terre Haute, about 15, 18 miles from here.
Well, you got $25 dinner coming to you from Outback.
Holy moly.
Okay.
All right. That'll help out.
$25 you, just for calling in. You got $25 coming to you from Outback. $25.
Okay, now, I'll ask you a question. Now, am I eligible if I know the trivia? Am I still eligible for it, too?
Yeah,
that has something to do with it. That has nothing to do with it. Yeah.
Well, actually, though, I don't think you probably.
I don't know if you won the last 30 days. I'm not talking about this.
Well, I want it back.
You're okay. Yeah, you're on the list. You can call in. You're not on the list. She's got a list.
Okay, we have to go, John.
We have to go to break. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate you so much for calling in. Thank you very much for the nice words you said, John.
Well, you're welcome. Keep up the good work and stay on the air.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's John from Indiana.
Good night, John.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
So now we heard from Pennsylvania.
Listen,
we heard from Indiana.
And I got one more caller from St. Augustine, Keith from St. Augustine, Florida.
We got to go to break. We can't take it now.
Okay, so All right, got you.
We're going to go to break. We're going to go away.
After our guest.
Yeah, after our guest. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th. At the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website at www.csun.com/opportunities.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Phone number is 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in. Right now, Lynn, you are up.
One second. What, before
Lynn?
We go to our
what,
guest,
what?
We have to remind John Struth.
Oh, yeah, John.
Somebody that's
John,
not liver.
John, you know, you forgot somebody.
Yes,
when
John.
You were giving out all the he phrases.
All the guys.
Yeah, all the guys. You forgot.
Yeah.
You forgot Miss Chop Liver. Her name is Sheila. She's our co-host. Second week, she comes on after Gary. Then it's Sheila. Sheila Shopliver.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, he pretty good job of remembering everybody.
You remember Gary's even last name?
I know. Anyway, without further ado, I'd like to welcome for the very first time on our show our guest, and his name is Fabian Hinostroza. And Fabian is an assistive technology instructor at Lighthouse Central Florida. And I will let him come on, and he'll tell you all about what he does. Welcome, Fabian. Thanks for being with us.
Fabian.
How are you doing, everybody? Thank you for having me today.
You're welcome.
Oh, Fabian.
You know, Fabian,
say hi to Charlie.
I knew another Fabian.
Okay.
Who was a singer, famous singer, named Fabian.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
I think you just aged yourself right there.
He did.
I did.
He did.
Yeah, he went to South Philadelphia High School in Philadelphia. This is back in the... He was singing back in the late 50s, early 60s.
What? Well,
late 50s, early 60s. Fabian. His name was Fabian Forte.
So how are you, Fabian?
All good, you know, enjoying the weekend, getting ready for work. How's everyone over there doing?
We're doing fine, thank you. So I understand through the grapevine that you work with the clients in assistive technology at Lighthouse Central Florida. Tell us
that is correct. For the last year, mm-hmm. I've been working with clients, both Spanish and English speaking, and mm-hmm. I have been assisting them, giving them the skills they need to be able to grab a computer, cell phone, and finally, you know, do the things that they used to do or things they never thought they were able to do because of their vision loss. You know, shop online, do social media, you know, stay up to date with news, and even go find a job that's computer related.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and we understand that Lighthouse has a program now concentrating on cybercrime. And from what I hear, they told me that you... That's one of your goals when you're working with people in assistive technology to help them, you know, prevent that. So would you like to talk about that? Or
You know, the thing is, you have to recall that people hear a lot of stories and they hear like, oh, this happened to me and so on. So a lot of people, especially if they're visually impaired, they start building fear. They don't want to grab the computer. I think the last guy you had, John, correct?
Yes.
He said, oh, my wife does everything for me.
Correct.
So that would be like a perfect example. I mean, he might not want to touch the computer because he's afraid he might get a virus or might break it or, you know, whatever the case is. So our goal is to show clients, you know, how to use a computer and what are the main things to look at to ensure that they don't become a victim. So we look at, like, you know, clues and hints of, like, misspelled words and how to ensure that you're in the proper website and how to detect phishes and so on. And we help them with terminology because a lot of people don't know what those terminology mean. So we just try to make things a little bit more clear for them to understand and make them be a little bit more safe and, you know, willing to go on the computer and actually do things on their own.
Fabian, since you brought it up, why don't you tell everybody for the visually impaired and the sighted people, how do they know they're on a correct website?
Well, there's main things to look for, like how things are spelled out. You also want to look for when it has the HTTP, you know, /, because those are correct websites.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, when you're tabbing along or you're navigating through the internet, to make sure that everything just sounds correct or looks correct. They don't ask for too much personal information and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Charles, yeah. Do you want to ask any questions, Charles?
Yes. How can we as an individual, what are we looking for when it comes to cyber crimes? What should we be looking for?
Well, one of the main things mostly comes from emails, because, you know, people will send emails and those emails might have like keywords that would, you know, when you first hear it, will attract your interest and you're like, oh, you know, this is something important, or, oh, this is like a family member, or, you know, this kind of sounds familiar, and they'll click on it. And then once they're there, they're going down this rabbit hole where they might miss certain key hints. So it's always important that, you know, the way they ask questions, the way that they want you to answer things, the way things are written, if they're not properly written, like in a proper format, if it's more slang related, you know, things like that, you always want to keep in mind. Also, websites that you have nothing associated with them. a lot of times people get tricked because they think the government is contacting them, you know, Social Security, taxes, whatever the case is. And you have to recall that, you know, the government don't send phone calls or emails. They will mail you something. So things like that you always want to keep in mind. And that's why, you know, with Mark and I and everybody else, we created this thing online where clients, where people can go and look at the key things to look at. Look at what to expect, how things are written, and how things should be written.
So you're saying that if it's not proper English or correct English, then that is possibly a key.
Yeah, that's a key. You know, also, if you know a store is spelled a certain way, they will purposely, like, misspell it a little bit. If they ask you right away, like, hey, put in your Social Security, those are keys. But, yes, like, the whole English. Like, if I mean, like, hey, what's going on? You know that's not proper, like, in a professional format. So things like that you always have to look for because there's always little hiccups here and there.
Well, Fabian, yes. I also know that if I don't clear my cache, you know, I don't clear it as often as I should, my browsing history. But if I'm looking for something of shopping or browsing online, and then all of a sudden I'm getting all these emails that are, you know, phishing for information, you know, mm-hmm. some of them are companies that I recognize, but most of them are not. And I never open those emails. I just delete them.
Yes, that's another thing, you know, you want to clear. I mean, cookies are kind of important because they kind of, you know, refine what you're looking for. But as you just say, people use it for other reasons too. And then as you say, they'll send you emails that kind of look familiar, that kind of like sound like something that might be interest you. And that's where they get you. So it is good to clear those things up. And it's always good to just keep an eye on what you're receiving. And whatever is that, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, are you supposed to? I don't accept it when they ask me about the cookies things. I always try to exit out. A lot of times you can't read an article because they won't let you do that.
It actually means cookies?
No, that's just a term. It's not edible.
Yeah, I thought it was edible.
What do you do, Fabian? Do you accept it or you don't when you're on a website?
I don't accept it.
Yeah, I try not.
And as you mentioned there, cookies, he made the joke about the whole, is it edible? And that's what I was going to in the beginning.
No, I don't know.
Well, Michael doesn't know because he doesn't use the computer.
I have cookies.
That's the whole thing. When people hear cookies and mouse and things like that, they, you know, that's where we come in and we try to teach and we try to explain what it is just to make things a little bit easier for them.
Maybe somebody has a question if they call in.
Yeah, maybe has a question to ask Baby. Now's the time to call in. The phone number is 407-894-1680. You want to call and ask Fabian a question about cybercrime? Now's the time to call 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Now's the time to call. Now, you want to talk to Fabian.
You're working on site now, right? At the Lighthouse?
Yes. Lighthouse is open. We are accepting clients and we're back to, you know, back to normal, hopefully.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Charles, did you have any other questions?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Fabian, what is antivirus software really effective?
Yes, it is effective. You have to understand if a person really wants to, they could. And the whole goal of the antivirus, especially if you pay for like McCaffrey or Nordstrom, like the top line one, like their goal is they're constantly updating their antivirus to ensure. So they are effective because they will limit. I mean, you will always receive an email or you will always receive something. So you also have to play a role in it and ensure that you delete that email or you report the email. But the whole point is that by accident, if you accidentally press it and go in the link, that antivirus has what it needs to stop that threat coming into your computer.
But as a visually impaired person and blind, how can you tell? I mean, we don't see the visual cues. And
that is true. I mean, you have to understand that even visual, you don't see 100% of the time because you skim through it quickly. The whole thing is, as you read something, and if it doesn't sound familiar or if it doesn't sound exactly what you want, you start picking up on hints and clues. Because as you know, you do you're scrolling down and you're reading and you're making the computer read, and the grammar doesn't sound right, or like the questions that are asking you sounds a little funky. That's where you start picking up clues. And the best safe thing to do is go to trusted websites that you know. Like if in the radio right now they say, hey, go to this website, you know that will be a trusted website. And, you know, you just do a little more research and making sure that it's not one of those little schemes on the side. It's not okay. Easy for anybody. It's one of those things that a lot of people are afraid of because you can easily fall into it. And it happens to everybody, visual, non-visual, because it just happens. It's, you know, they're out there on purpose. People are trying to catch you because that's what they love to do. That's all they have to do in their life. And you just have to try to pick up on some clues and try to restrict, like everyone else, what you go into. Don't purposely click on something you don't know.
Right. I had that happen to me once. I think they call it ransomware, and I lost all my files and my computer and everything. It was horrible. They wanted money, and it was just a whole big scam. It was terrible. So.
And it's hard. It's hard. It happens to everybody. Yeah. I wish I could tell you that there's an easy, quick way. The whole goal is just to teach you like little hints and clues to listen to and to expect, and also where to go. Like I say, it happens to everybody, visual, non-visual. You know, it's a virus. It goes through the back end, you know, the back door, and, you know, you don't know it's coming until it happens.
And this is not about cyberspace, but the audience should know, if somebody calls you, the first thing they say is this, whatever the name is, Sarah Jane? And you say, if it is you, you say yes. That's what you should never do. Don't answer the phone and say yes to anybody, because then they got that's another scam.
For other stuff.
That's the first thing they got you on, scam. They say yes. Yeah. You never say yes. If they actually say, first thing I always say, if they ask for Michael, I'll say, who's calling? That's how I say. I would reverse it. I'll say, who's calling? Yep. And then they'll say, or they'll hang up. If I say who's calling, they'll usually hang up. But if I say who's calling and it's a real person, they'll say the real person's name. I say, oh, it's me. I'm on the phone. This is Michael. Then I'll say, after I say who's calling, then you'll know it's real.
So tell everybody, Fabian, how to get a hold of you or the program at Lighthouse before we say goodnight.
Well, you know, you can contact us. You can send us an email. We are located in Central Florida, you know, Orlando. So we are always available, and just email and you could ask for a referral and we can make something happen for you to receive training. Or if you just want to call me, you know, I am available.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hope you come back on again.
Thank you guys.
Thank you, right, Fabian.
Thank you.
Thank you guys. Have a good night.
Thank you too.
Take care. Go to break, Mike.
Okay. We're going to go to break. We'll come back with our first trivia. Let's go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with trivia. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
This is Charles. We did a show out at the museum in Winter Park. There was the cutest little girl, I'm told, totally blind, 6 years old. Lighthouse of Central Florida can help your blind babies, can help your blind children. They have mentors on staff to work for your children, your babies, your teens, your young adults. They teach them how to interact with others, how to play. They teach them financial abilities. They teach them and prepare them for college. They teach your young adults and prepare them for jobs in the future. So Lighthouse Central Florida is the place to go for all of your needs, as babies, children, young adults, and even senior citizens can find help, assistance, guidance, and education. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
the 37th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by the California State University North Ridges Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the Premier Forum on Technology and Persons with Disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studio.
Oh, we're back. Oh, yes, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in. Hope you can call in. Love to hear from you, whether you're sighted, whether you're vision impaired or blind. Love to hear from you. Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's the phone number. Lynn?
Yeah, thank you.
You are up.
Yeah, I have a quick PSA for Lighthouse Central Florida, actually. They're having an event this week on the 3rd, and if you're a golfer, this is for everybody out there in Orlando land, Central Florida. They have an event called Golf After Dark, and that will be helping to raise money for Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Works. They are teeing up at sunset at the nationally recognized Winter Park 9. Their annual Glow Golf event is scheduled for Thursday, March 3rd, yeah. And you'll support Lighthouse Central Life changing services for children and adults. And only a few player opportunities are available. It's $500 for a foursome, and that includes 9 holes of Glow Golf and dinner. Participating and hole sponsorships are available. And if you're interested and you want to go play golf, contact Georgiana Tyne. And her number is, I'll give you her number, 321-720-7729. That's 321-720-7729. You can always call Lighthouse Central Florida and they'll switch you over to her. But that sounds like a lot of fun and for a good cause. All righty. It's Charles.
Charles, it's trivia time. It's your trivia. Charles, you're up with your first trivia tonight, Charles.
Okay. This song was very popular. It is by a group. I want the name of the song and the name of the group. Chris, if you would, please.
Now if you feel that you can't go on, because confusion.
Much
until
confusion.
Happiness is just an illusion.
Happiness is just
and
an
the
illusion.
World around is crumbling down. Darling,
reach out.
Phone number 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in for the trivia.
407-894-1680. Thank you, Chris. Well, we ought to get a lot of phone calls real quick on that one.
That's what I said.
Well, thanks. Charles.
That was a good song.
That was a big song. My parents had that song we distributed. Yeah, yeah.
You're kidding.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very popular song.
I told you that record company, we had them all. Yep.
Was that Motown?
Shh, don't tell nothing.
Oh, well, I didn't tell the name of the song and the singer.
Motown, yeah.
Huh?
I'm getting in trouble, Charles.
Oh, you're trouble. Getting in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah.
Better you than me. I always get in trouble.
There you go.
So my wife can't do anything wrong.
Charles calls me the boss lady, right?
She is the boss lady.
Yes, she's the boss lady.
She is. She's St. Lynn.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Chris knows.
Yep.
So?
So?
So, any calls yet?
The phone line ought to be blowing up.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Have you been watching the news a lot, Charles?
Yes, I've been paying pretty close attention or fairly close attention to what is playing out on the world stage. I think it's pretty bad and sad for the people of the Ukraine, that area.
You know, our next guest in the second hour, and he's originally from the Ukraine, and he still has distant family there.
Yes.
Yes.
I imagine that's pretty horrific for anyone that's from there, you know, and still has family there and everything. That's got to be really nerve-wracking. Wondering how they are and if they're okay and all those kinds of things.
All righty. Okay, I was just on the phone line. I missed that whole conversation. I apologize. Listen, we got two callers on the phone line. We got Bill from Delray Beach, and we got part of the dynamic duo, Christine, calling in as well for the trivia.
Well, who's first?
So, Bill from Delray Beach. Art thou ready? Here we go. Bill from Delray Beach, how you doing?
Yes, hi. How you doing, guys?
Hey, Bill.
Hi. Okay, name of the song was Reach Out, I'll Be There by the Four Tops.
That is correct.
You're absolutely correct.
All right, Bill. That's Bill. Bill from Delray Beach. And you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Don't
right,
take the bus.
Nice.
Take Subway.
Well, thank you very much.
That's Jack's joke.
Jack. I took.
That's Jack and Loxahatchee's joke.
Yeah, I took his joke. I like the joke, though.
Well,
I stole it.
Jack, just tell Michael that's your joke.
Yeah, I like the joke, Jack.
Well,
thank you.
So, enjoy Subway. $10 gift card.
All right, I
the
will.
Four
thank
tops.
You so much.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All righty, and let's go see our good friend. Well, did I say let's go see on radio? Yeah. Let's go see our friend, a part of the dynamic duo, Christine. Christine, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey,
hi, Christine.
Hi.
What do you have to say for yourself tonight?
Oh, let's see. It's a good show. I don't know if anyone's gone for the trivia yet.
Yeah, they did. They got it already. The Four Tops. Yep.
Oh, because I didn't hear anything. You guys just came to life
four tops.
Now, so I didn't know. Yeah, four times. Darn it. I was... I guess I'll have to try next time.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
So, yeah, I really like this show. I find it so relaxed and entertaining, and it teaches you at the same time. That's what I like about the show.
Well, thank you so much.
Very good. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. And, Charles, I used to live in Ocala.
Oh, you did?
Yep, for 14 years.
You moved to where?
I used to live in the Advenir Stone Lake Apartments. They're now Latigo 27.
Oh, okay. And why
did
you move?
Like the last year I was living there. I'm sorry?
Why did you move?
To be closer to my parents. They're getting up there, and it was getting hard for them to make the trip to come and fetch me home for holidays and doctor appointments. So it was just easier all around if I moved closer to them.
Well, that's nice. Ocala's a nice area.
Christine?
Peaceful?
Yes.
Christine, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Do you have an Outback near you?
I don't know. I hope
you don't know. Can you? Anybody in your family take you there? You're too far away.
Well, I guess I could talk to my sister about it.
Well, I was going to give you for calling in and saying about that you like the show, and why you like the show. I was going to give you a gift card for Outback.
I could always ask Siri and then text you.
Okay, well, you want.
Well, you just won yourself a $25 gift card, $25 from Outback.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Well, thank you. And thank you for listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Uh-huh. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Well, have a good night, Christine. Thanks for calling.
And thank you.
Thank
you for the shout-out, Lynn.
You're welcome. Our pleasure.
Okay.
Have a good night.
All right.
Okay. All righty. We got one more caller calling in from Palm Harbor, Florida. Our good friend Peter from Palm Harbor. How you doing, Peter?
Hey, I'm doing good, and I want to give you a compliment. When you give out the phone number, it's nice that you say for the four, when you say 1680, and then when you repeat it, you say 1680. And I try to tell people when they give out phone numbers, it's always good to break it up into pairs, like 1680. I call it mental Velcro. It helps the number stick instead of giving a series of numbers, you know, you know what I say? 894-1680. And then you say 894-1680. It really, like mental Velcro, I remember the number. It's a good little technique, and I've been saying that for a while.
Yeah, I've been saying that for a long time. 407-894-1680.
And I was trying to come up with a word, like sometimes it's like for they'll say something a phone number da 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 PETA because it's for PETA, and then you spell the word PETA. And I was trying to come up with a word for the first three. Unfortunately, I got VZI. It would have been nice if 894 was VIZ for vision. But, you know, you're kind of stuck with what the phone company gave to you. But if you want to get creative about that. Hey, listen, I was thinking about this, and now it totally slipped my... Oh, yeah. When people talk about, you know, I can see, they'll say, I'm blind, or I can... Well, why should I care? I can see. I say, for the time being. You know, because I lost my vision when I was 20 years old. I said, I could see, too. I didn't know until I was 20 years old. I was only seeing for the time being. It was 20 years, but there was no guarantee. So people who want to, it's a way of humbling yourself, you know. If people say, oh, you're blind, or you're sighted, or you're in a wheelchair, it's always, you can always end that sentence with, for the time being, but who knows?
Well, that's,
you know,
right.
That's right. You never know.
Very true.
Never know.
I was sighted
for 65 years.
Huh?
I was sighted for 65 years.
Okay.
I was sighted for 65 years. And when I lost my eyesight, if you'd have told me 5 minutes before I was going to lose my eyesight, I would have said you're crazy because there's nothing wrong with my eyes.
Right. Right. It's like
mine was suddenly.
I'm not in charge of the future, you know. I mean, I'm sighted. You know, why should I care? I can, you know, I can see. I mean, for the time being, you know, for me it was a matter of a few months when I turned 20 years old. You know, I didn't know I was sighted for the time being, but you know, it teaches us humility, and isn't that what the great ethical teachers and great religions have always been stressing? Like, don't pretend you're on top of it. You're not in charge. Do your best, but you know, it's all on loan. It's all, your vision is on loan from God, right?
That's true. That's why I tell you the truth. I changed. Everybody that knows me personally will tell you that my personality has changed drastically, and I mean drastically, from the time I was sighted to the time I was blind. And those, my personality changed drastically because I'm completely different now than I was before, because I was a person with that just ran and did. I mean, I thought nothing about being on a plane every Monday from Fort Lauderdale to New York City, or going to China, picking up and going. Every day I was going somewhere. I was a million miler on an airline, one airline. Gave a million airlines.
Mm.
I gave them a million flying miles, a million, and thought nothing about it. And I mean, I was away from the house usually about over 200 nights a year. And, but I never appreciated anything. And I can tell you this right now, when I went blind, I appreciate everything now, everything. So it's a big difference for those folks that are sighted today. Life's gone by and they don't even appreciate nothing. And when I went blind, I started smelling the roses. That's an expression they say, smell the roses.
I met a woman who, she just was turning the corner up the street from where I live, and she was, can I help you? And I said, yeah, I want to go for a fast walk. Can I hold on to your arm? She's going for a walk. We walked a few blocks, whatever. I mean, after that, she was just like, I love you. I mean, you make it so easy for me to feel appreciated. And like, blind, you know, I can do that for you. Just be open to it. You know, appreciation is like, it's like all you have to do is like go for a walk and offer to let me hold your arm.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I'll tell you this right now. I was in the emergency room a couple of days ago, and I happened to say, we were talking, I was waiting for the doctor to come in. And I said to the nurse, one thing led to another, and she knew I was blind. And one thing led to another, I asked her if she was single, and she said she was. I said, let me tell you something. You should try to find a nice blind guy, I said, because there's nothing like a blind man. And she started asking me all questions, and I tried telling her the difference between a blind man and a sighted man is, first thing, most of the time they'll appreciate you, because most sighted people take everything for granted. And that's where the big difference, first, when you're sighted versus you're blind, because as far as I know, most blind people don't take everything for granted. Most sighted people, and I'm saying most, not everybody, but most sighted people take everything for granted. I'm not talking just their eyes. I'm talking about everything for granted. And most blind people don't take hardly anything for granted, because they usually appreciate everything.
Yeah, I've said that if there were an 11th commandment, it would be, do not take for granted.
Right. We're going to go to break. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks,
appreciate
Peter.
It. You're Thank you, Peter, for calling in. Thank you, Peter, for calling in. Appreciate it so much.
Next
week. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.